USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A devastating tornado outbreak in western Kentucky has claimed the lives of at least 50 people, according to Governor Andy Beshear. The total could reach 75 to 100 people.
The primary tornado was on the ground continuously for over 200 miles in our state, something we have never seen before.
Beshear has also requested President Joe Biden to declare a federal state of emergency. The tornado that ravaged multiple Kentucky counties also killed people in Arkansas. The supercell has been weakening and strengthening as it has moved throughout the night and morning. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court on Friday struck down a statewide mask mandate. The state's high court said Acting State Health Secretary Allison Beam did not have the authority to mandate students wear a mask at school. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Six people were part of the NS-19 mission, including Fox Sports' Michael Strahan and Laura Shepard Churchley, the oldest daughter of NASA astronaut Alan Shepard, for whom the rocket is named.
Five, four, command engine start. Two, one.
Churchley and the former New York Giant guests of Blue Origin were joined by four paying customers. The group launched from West Texas Launch Site 1 facility near Van Horn. 55 people died and more than 100 are injured after a tractor-trailer smuggling migrants from Guatemala, Ecuador, the Dominican Republic, and Honduras crashed into a bridge and flipped over on Thursday. The truck was smuggling about 250 migrants when it crashed into a bridge in southern Mexico and flipped over. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has a new mask mandate.
New York State has brought back its indoor mask mandate. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a mask mandate inside all indoor public places that aren't requiring proof of vaccine. She says COVID hospitalizations in the state have increased 29% since Thanksgiving.
I have to protect people, but also the economy. I want to make sure that the little businesses that were hurt so hard during the pandemic and have shut down, resulting in their loss of income, but the loss of income of all the people who work for them, we have to prevent that from happening.
Earlier this week, New York City's mayor announced a private vaccine mandate for all private sector employees, calling it a preemptive strike ahead of the wintertime surge with the Omicron variant. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
In a farewell letter to the American public, former Senator Bob Dole, who passed away at 98 years old this week of lung cancer, mocked Chicago's long history of allowing dead people to vote in elections. Robin Dole, Dole's daughter, read the tribute during her speech at his funeral on Friday.
And to see, like others who have gone before me, if I will still be able to vote in Chicago.
The jab at the Democrat-run city's reputation for keeping messy voter rolls was met with hearty laughs from the crowd. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.